Tech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4344 120th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Big Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking with Chris Carlin. He is the Rutgers play-by-play voice. Rutgers and Iowa to kick off the Big Ten. That will be coming up this Saturday starting at 11 here on, with the pregame show at 9 o'clock. Before the boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Chris List, answer your fantasy football questions as we get ready to kick off the 100th season of the National Football League tomorrow night with the Packers and the Bears. And also a red letter day as far as the gym class in Eastern Iowa is concerned. All that and more coming up on the Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM. And we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, the Gym Class for this midweek Wednesday, September the 4th, here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery. Stop on by. Couldn't say enough about the great folks out there. They do a fantastic job supporting us. You go out and support them. They're locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work, or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Right at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Later on, Twins baseball, Twins and the Boston Red Sox, as Mark held his collective breath last night as I called to tell him about my fantasy football team with two outs in the ninth inning and the Twins holding a precarious one-run lead, but won the game.
Yeah, Twins gotten off to a 6-0 lead and had to hold on for a 6-5 victory over Boston. And, anytime on the road, you'll take it. Boston, I don't understand why they're not better. I know the pitching has been a big problem, but still a very dangerous lineup.
It is, but you got to get some pitching, man. And we'll see. We'll join that game tonight at 7 o'clock. On 107.5 FM. Good show for you. Chris Carlin's going to join us, and we'll talk with him. He is the play-by-play voice of Rutgers football. We'll do that coming up in about 6 minutes or so. And then I would imagine we're going to be fielding a lot of questions for Mr. Chris List of rotowire.com today.
It's game week.
It is.
Tomorrow night it tips off, kicks off anyway. The Bears and the Packers get together. Historic season in the NFL.
100th.
Yeah.
No better place and no better way to kick it off than with the Bears and the Packers going at it tomorrow night at Soldier Field, or as they say in Chicago, Soldier's Field, as the those two franchises who have been going at it for a long, long time will hook up one more time. We'll have that game for you on our FM signals, 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way tomorrow. And we got high school football on 1600 AM for you tomorrow night, as it'll be Washington out of Kingston hosting the Mustangs of Dubuque Hempstead. Looking forward to bringing you that game right here on KGYM. And then we will be out at Linmar coming up on Friday. At this very time, 48 hours from now, we will be out there and have the tailgate tour coming your way at that time. And really looking forward to that. The Whirlpool's Career High School Tailgate Tour. And thanks to all those great folks for being the presenting sponsor. We do appreciate it. And we'll be out there talking with coaches, etc., and getting ready for that game between Linmar and Kennedy, which should be a good one on Friday night.
You would think so, yeah. We'll talk with Paul James, football coach, among others. And Linmar off to a very nice start to the fall season. So we'll hear all about it tomorrow.
Yep, that'll be coming up, Friday.
Friday, I'm sorry.
We're going to have our Emil's Hideaway pick six tomorrow. And looking forward to that as you put the brand new first week standings up on the whiteboard. So looks very nice.
Thank
right
you.
Now. You did a fine job.
Lines
on
are pretty straight.
Lines
That's
are straight.
Freelance.
That's very
yeah.
good. No rulers or anything like that out
Hope
there.
I'm as steady at the bowling alley tonight.
Well, you I buried the lead and you just brought it up. We'll give you a BNA update and preview of the season opener. A brand new era of bowling tonight. And we'll do that toward the back half of the program. Again, thanks to our great sponsor, May City Bowl, the home of Bowling Night in America. It'll be back tonight. It'll be great to go out, see all the great athletes. Just stole that one from Kingpin, I'm sorry. Could not resist. It's that's a twice a year joke mm-hmm. that you can bring out on the first night and on the last night. So brought it out maybe a little bit early, but it'll be fun tonight. We'll get into that more coming up in just a little bit. Big news of the day, of course, nationally. Oh, I'm so shocked. Knock me over with a feather. Ezekiel Elliott has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. Our 6 week long national publicity event is now over. If you had no idea that Zeke was going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys, you don't know how this game is played. He didn't want to go to camp, and you got two of the bigger egos in the National Football League getting 6 weeks of publicity, and they thank everyone for that, and now get ready to play the game against the Giants coming up on Sunday.
You just knew this was going to happen, didn't you?
Of course you did. This was not a secret.
Not at all. Can we now go back to regularly scheduled programming?
Until the next thing happens.
Gosh.
It's got to be something.
And that's by Dak Prescott.
That's got to be something. Well, I told you earlier on today that, yes, it will be Dak Prescott if the Cowboys get off to the start that some people think they're going to get off to. Philadelphia or Dallas are the two projected teams to win the NFC East. And if Dallas gets off to a 7-1 start, absolutely. Dak Prescott is going to be right in the news, slipping in there to the position once held by Ezekiel Elliott. And how much is he going to get paid, and when is he going to get paid?
Yeah, Jared Goff just signed a huge contract.
Yes, he did.
And where does Prescott slot in the pecking order? Is he
not
in Goff's category?
I don't know, but Chiefs tickets are going to cost about $375, I think, in about 3 years. As if Mahomes keeps on this track, we'll see. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk Rutgers football. Chris Carlin's going to join us, and the Scarlet Knights come to Iowa City. I believe, I want to say for the first time, but I'd have to double check on that.
Yeah, first time Rutgers will play a game in Iowa.
There you go.
Yeah.
And their coach, Chris Ash, native of Southeast Iowa. So we'll talk Rutgers football when we return after this. It's Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say, what a beautiful service. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow.
I think you should leave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get ready, Linmar. This is the gym's Scott Unash. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming to you live Friday at 3. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there too.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Hey, it's Chris Atterbury. The Minnesota Twins looking to make it 2 in a row at Fenway Park against the Red Sox. They'll hand the ball to Jose Barrios. He'll be opposed by left-hander Eduardo Rodriguez. It's right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We are back. Wednesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:14, right on the button. Scott, Mark. Our producer, Kyle Mann, with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here this afternoon. As you heard, Twins and the Red Sox will join up tonight at 7 o'clock, right after local programming, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM. Coming up on Saturday, it'll be Iowa hosting the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, the Big Ten opener, an early one, but not the earliest one, I don't believe, in history. I know Iowa and Indiana played in 1979, Hayden Fry's first game. That was a conference game.
Yeah, Lee Corso came back and beat him after Iowa led at halftime.
Yes, they did. But it's a week two conference opener for the Big Ten. Chris Carlin will be on the call. He is the play-by-play voice of Rutgers football, joining us here on the program. And before we talk football, Chris, little-known fact here, little snippet. Chris and I share the same picture on our Twitter accounts from the great movie Dodgeball and the Ocho. So we have that in common between the two of us. I feel like we are brothers tied together, Chris.
It's a bold strategy, Cut.
Yes, it is. We'll see how it plays out. Well, Chris, the opener against UMass, things didn't look good early, but then Rutgers got everything together and pulled away late for a convincing victory, but I would imagine everybody was kind of holding their breath for a little while.
I mean, you know, early in the game, first quarter, you know, you get out, you're falling behind 14-0, and everybody's kind of looking around like, what's going on here? And it's 21-7. But then they, you know, they rattle off 31 points in the second quarter unanswered, and then, you know, a total of 41 unanswered after that. So, you know, they got into a groove offensively. They were sharp. They figured some things out defensively. He had a new coach at UMass, and he had been the offensive coordinator at Florida State. So one of those situations where you're, you know, you'd be able to look at some tape from Florida State, see what they do, but you know, you're going to be out there and you're going to see some things that you weren't prepared for. And that's what happened. So, but overall, you know, came out of it feeling pretty good, came out of it pretty injury free, and came out of it feeling good about a new quarterback.
Yeah, McClain Carter, tell us what he had passed for 340 yards and looked good, especially, you know, after that early surge by UMass.
Yeah, you know, McClain is a kid who is a grad transfer from Texas Tech. He had won the starting job for the Red Raiders last year under Cliff Kingsbury and got hit and hurt in the very first game. And as a result, missed a lot of the season and ended up coming back and starting the season finale in a win over Baylor. He's a guy that transferred here. He's a lefty. He's the first lefty quarterback we've had in 23 years. And, he looked good. He'll throw the ball down the field. He'll take some chances. Interceptions are going to come with that. But at the same time, he can make some plays, and that's the most important thing. And that's something that Rutgers lacked last year. You know, Art Sikowski, who's the backup now, started as a true freshman, and he's a guy that is still learning. And he's got a lot of good football ahead of him. But I think having McClain here for this year, a chance for him to learn from him, is a real good thing, and he's going to give them chances to win football games.
Well, McLean Carter can wing it, and two guys went over 100 yards in receiving in the win against UMass last Friday night, Bo Melton and then, of course, Raheem Blackshear. Two good receivers right there, and I would imagine that they're looking for big years in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, Raheem Blackshear is Rutgers' best player, and he's a guy that does a lot of different things. He can, you know, take it out. He's a running back by trade. You can line him up in the slot. You know, a couple of those receptions, and I'm using air quotes when I say that, are on end around little forward pitches that turn into bigger gains. And he's explosive, and you get the ball in his hands, and he's got an opportunity to make something special happen. You know, Bo's a kid that's developing as a receiver. Made a terrific catch on a bomb last week, went up and got it, and I think he's only getting better by the day. So, you know, those two guys, and you throw in a young guy and a guy named Aaron Young, who's also a running back by trade, but also somebody that you can put into the slot. You're seeing a few different guys really step forward and get the job done.
And running back Isaiah Pacheco had a nice game, 4 touchdowns, and he got a lot of experience last year. Had a really good game against Michigan, and tell us about him.
Isaiah's a bruiser. You know, Mark, he really is a bruiser. He's a guy that can beat you up and will run it between the tackles, but at the same time, what I was impressed with last week, now granted, it's a lower-level FBS opponent, but he can get the corner with the speed, too. And I think that's what he did exceptionally well last week. Understands pass protection. And, you know, can be explosive. He had an 80-yard run for a touchdown last year against Michigan. Had a 57-yarder the other night. So not just somebody that's very physical, but somebody that can break one at any time.
Interesting, Chris. The last time Iowa and Rutgers got together out of New Jersey, I think it was a 14-7 game that even admittedly a lot of people in Iowa and New Jersey probably slept through about a quarter and a half of. Does not sound like this is going to be the case. Different Rutgers offense and even Iowa. While, yes, they still have a fullback and not going 5 wide receivers or anything like that, a little bit more open than the first time these two schools got together.
Yeah, no, it definitely seems so. Even though Iowa's running a pro set, you know, I got a chance to watch a lot of that game the other night. And I think that I think it's got a chance. You know, that doesn't look like your typical Iowa grinded out 20-10 type team. It looks like a team that's capable of putting some more points up on the board with some more playmakers. And listen, Nate's an experienced quarterback. I don't have to tell you guys that. And you know, he obviously knows what he's doing. So it's got a chance. You know, it's Rutgers offense. It's, you know, is it going to be that explosive all year? That's hard to say, but when you look at our numbers from a year ago and you're putting up 250 yards of offense a game and 14 points, really anything is up at this point.
Chris, a fairly tough September with a couple Big Ten road games and the back end of the schedule, three toughies with Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State, but in the middle there it looks maybe pretty manageable. What's the reasonable expectations for the squad?
You guys want to trade divisions? We'll do that any day. Any day you want to, we'll do that. No offense to the guys in the West, because obviously there's a lot of great football there too. But, you know, when you have the teams that you have in the East every year with Ohio State and Michigan and Michigan State and Penn State, it's obviously very difficult. Early trip to Michigan in a couple of weeks, and then the other two out of conference games. One is Boston College, which we have next week, and that's at home, and the other is Liberty down the road. But at the same time, I mean, look, it's I don't have to tell you. I mean, it's in the Big Ten. It's a brutal schedule every week, and you know, Rutgers is still in that period. You know, 5 years in now of still. Trying to build to that level and get to that, you know, consistently competitive level. They've put a lot of the pieces in place that you need to with facilities and such the last couple of years. So they definitely feel like the progress is getting there.
Chris Carlin joining us, play-by-play voice of Rutgers football here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Of course, Chris Ash going home was asked about that, I know, during the his weekly news conference, and said while he was a Hawkeye fan in Hawkeye territory growing up, this is a business trip, basically, is how he summarized it anyway. And what about Chris and this trip, and then what he needs to do this year in Piscataway?
Well, look, first of all, it's funny. I'm headed down to do the coach's show as we speak, and I got to try to get something out of him. I mean, Chuck Long was his guy. There's got to be something that we can – Chris is very close to the vest, but I want to see if I – I'm not going to try to make him cry going home. but still, being from Ottumwa, obviously not that far away, it's got to mean something special to him growing up a Hawkeye fan. As far as what they need to do, hey, it's just improvement. It's continued growth and progress in the program. Yes, it's more wins than losses, but it's more wins than a 1-11 season last year. But it's also just being able, it's the eye test, being more competitive week in and week out, and understanding, that what it's going to take to try to compete in the conference consistently.
Chris, with Iowa, what's some of the bigger challenges, either in your mind or what Coach Ash has said this week?
Well, I just think that, Iowa's a physical team. And Rutgers, if they're anything right now, they're a little bit undersized. You've got some guys on the offensive line who are very smart, but at the same time, they may not be the biggest guys on the planet. You've got Michael Maietti, the center, who has started 22 straight, but he's not a big guy. So physicality, I think, is a bit of a concern on both sides of the ball. Rutgers has to rely on some speed in this game. Not that Iowa doesn't have it. They certainly do. But it's a strength for Rutgers, so with that being the case, especially on the defensive side, they have to be able to rely on the speed.
Chris, what are you looking for? I think it's going to be obviously it's not going to be 14-7. It's going to be a little bit more scoring, and that is concerned. Sounds like it's going to be a little bit of a coolish day at Kinnick Stadium. And what are you looking for when these two teams get together?
I'm looking for a competitive game and a game that continues to show progress for Rutgers. We all see what the lines are on these games, and I think it's 20 at the last look. Rutgers down the stretch of last season was playing better, almost had a chance to win. It's a subpar season for Michigan State, but had a chance to win at Michigan State, and you have to continue to try to get better each and every week. And I know it sounds so cliche, they have to go out there and they have to play competitive football. There were a couple of times when they went on the road last year in some instances that were not as tough as Iowa, and they did not play competitively. That happened at Kansas, and those are the kind of trips that they have to avoid this season. So I think if that's the case, they're gonna have a chance in a game like this. But a lot of experience on the side of Iowa in a game.
First time Rutgers will play in Iowa, Chris, as you know, and you're aware of what happens at the end of the first quarter at Kinnick, right?
Yes. Very excited for that. And what an unbelievable tradition that Iowa has started in waving to the Children's Hospital. And, I saw the game the other night, and I think every time you see that, it's hard not to just, be a little bit emotional about it. But I just think it's fantastic, and I'm in particular, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think the road teams enjoyed as much as anybody.
Yeah, I agree. You saw Miami of Ohio doing it the other night, and they were into it. And I think it's just, you can't have a better tradition than that. You really can't.
Yeah. First trip to Iowa, Chris?
No, I actually have a brother who lives on the other side of the state in Sioux City.
Okay.
And I have been to Iowa City once before for I used to call the basketball games, so I was there a few years ago, but I'm not calling them now. But love the state, and the thing that I am always envious of is just the sky. It is so big in Iowa, it's remarkable. I love looking at the sky when we're out there.
Yeah. Well, it'll be hopefully a good one without any rain in it coming up on Saturday.
Let's hope so. I haven't looked at the forecast yet, but let's hope so.
Yeah. Take some sweet corn back to New Jersey, too, while you're here. That's
that
my,
won't be a problem.
That is my tip for you. Hey, Chris, appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and have a safe trip over here to Iowa City, and thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to Kinnick on Saturday.
Chris Garland joining us, the play-by-play voice of Rutgers football here on the Gym Class on KGY.
It's a better football team than last year. How much better remains to be seen.
The offense, they've got a gunslinger back there, McLean Carter, who, as Chris mentioned, started the year for Texas Tech, went down with an injury, never got his job back for Chris Kingsbury. And he can throw the football. And they threw the ball a bunch in that game against UMass. And like Chris said, granted, it is the Minutemen, but it is still this is not your big brother's Rutgers offense. The same offense, basically, pro set that Iowa still runs predominantly under Kirk Ferentz. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different, the different animal that'll be coming to Iowa City for the first time for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. So it'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff. FS1 will have it. We'll have Before the Boom at 9 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. All right, 3:29, and we will take a break. Come back, our friend Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, courtesy of I'm On Communications, our official sponsor of fantasy football, coming your way. Want to remind everyone, though, before we get to that, speaking of football, the I'm On Communications knockout pool. It is back. You have, if you want to take the Packers or the Bears, Mark, you have a little more than 24 hours to sign up.
Not advisable, but you go ahead and do what you want to do.
If you're a diehard Bear fan or a diehard Packer fan and you want to take your favorite team as your knockout team on the very first night, then more power to you out there. But go to KGYMradio.com. If you are the last one standing, you win $500 in cash. You must be 18 years of age or older to participate, and your picks must be entered by tomorrow night if you want to pick the Bear-Packer game, or by Sunday if you want to go with the other 30 teams in the National Football League. Go to KGYMradio.com. Just click on the link right there. Get signed up. Everything you need is right there at KGYMradio.com. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us. Any one of the other 11 owners in my fantasy league from last night, Kyle, not allowed to call in and critique the team. It's a yearly thing that Chris critiques my team.
So looking forward to
should
that.
Should I just get it over with so Pete doesn't have to call or anybody else?
I would.
Just get it over with.
I would.
The madness. I was already picked with the worst team. I know no one cares out there, but it is a tradition, much like the bowling joke on the first night of Bowling Night in America.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk with Chris when we come back.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Back with you on the gym class at 3:34 here at KGYM. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us here next. You have a question for Chris. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of All Things Fantasy Sports here on KGYM. Go ahead and text us on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600. Or you can also go to the phone line. Same number, 319-366-1600. 1600. Got all choked up there because it's time for Chris's annual evaluation of my fantasy football team.
I look forward to this very much.
I do not, because it is not pretty. Chris, first of all, welcome. Secondly, I hate picking at the ends.
I love picking at the ends.
Oh, I hate it.
Six in a row. Yeah, you don't like waiting for your next pick, I guess.
Well, you get 20 chances for everybody to take every guy that you have in your queue and you're thinking about, and you just go, oh, gone.
Well, you had the number 2 pick, didn't you?
I had number 2 out of 12, and before the guys who said they were already going to call you, I'm just going to go ahead and get done with it. Took McCaffrey as the 2nd pick, so I think that was fine.
PPR, full PPR.
Half-point PPR.
Ooh, I wouldn't have done that.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't have done that.
See, I'm already.
The half PPR, I mean, he's, you know, his catches are everything. Ooh, okay. Keep going.
I'll just give you the starters here. McCaffrey and Freeman at running back. Thielen and Edelman, wide receivers. Your Giants tight end. Tom Brady, right, the quarterback.
Okay.
And Elliott, the kicker of Philadelphia. Steeler defense.
Chris sounds like he's in pain.
It's not a good, yeah, I admit, it's not a good team.
Look, 20 teams? How many teams in the league? 25 teams in that league?
Yeah, 26. I believe we added another one.
Oh, that's a great team. It's a great team in a 26-team league. How many teams really, though?
12.
Now, who did you get in the 2nd round? Thielen or Freeman?
Freeman and then Thielen.
Thielen's okay in round 3. I'll give you that. Then you got Edelman in round 4.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really like that in half PPR. And then you got Ingram in round 5?
I think so. The only pick I was proud of was midway through, and I jumped on A.J. Green, even though he's going to be out a few weeks.
Yeah, he's a broken man. I don't know, Scott. I'm going to have to give you a C. I'll give you a C.
Okay.
C minus.
That's a
C
pity. Minus. That's a pity.
Getting
C, too.
Generous in your old age, Chris.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter somebody asked the grades. He said you should have picked pass fail. Someone's complaining about a C. They said you should have done your draft pass fail.
I got Mecole Hardman. He was the only chief I could get.
maybe you know he's got a pulse. You know, the thing is, half PPR it favors those running backs that are the, you know, the touchdown guys, the heavy workload guys, the Zeke Elliotts and the Lev Bells, and, you know, even Derrick Henry becomes viable in half PPR more. Sony Michel, the touchdown scorers. And then for receivers, you know, you sort of want more. Yeah, obviously, Tyreek Hill was gone, but like Tyreek Hills and or like Mike Williams instead of Edelman. You know, Mike Williams could catch 10 touchdowns rather than a guy who catches a lot of passes. But you never know, Scott. You never know. Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah. I know. And the guys are just having a great time right now rolling around. So, yeah. All right, hit it, Mark.
319-366-1600, our Hertz Union Stock or Jeweler text line and our phone line. Before we get to the text, Chris, I wondered how you approached Melvin Gordon in your five drafts.
So I have him in one. It was an auction a couple of weeks ago, and I got him what I thought was a great discount of $24 at a $200 budget to compare, like, you know, Saquon Barkley for 60-something. Yet, you know, he's still not around. Just don't think the trade is realistic because the team would not only have to give the Chargers something, but then they have to sign Gordon. So you're going to give up a pick and sign him to the contract that nobody wants to sign a running back to, especially one that's been injured a lot. So I think it's just going to be whether he caves or not. And it's just hard to know what's in a person's mind. You know, I mean, he might feel like it's not worth risking his health, or he might feel like, you know what, this $5 million is kind of necessary in my life right now. I better take it. So that remains to be seen. But yeah, I mean, you got to look at Eckler and Justin Jackson at this point. But yeah, Gordon is just, if you're drafting now, I say like fifth round, just on the chance that you hit a home run there, but there's a very realistic chance he misses some time.
5232 on the text line says McCaffrey was a great choice. Move on, Mark.
Yes.
1288.
Tell yourself that.
1288. Big Ben or Matt Ryan this week?
Those are both tough matchups. Actually, the Patriots' defense was really good. I mean, look what they did to the Rams in the Super Bowl. I'm going to say Matt Ryan, but it's a tough matchup in Minnesota.
46-35 has both Trubisky and Rodgers. Which one to start this week?
I go Rodgers, but I have my own dilemma with Trubisky and Brady, so I'm struggling with him too. But yeah, I think that's going to be, might be a lower scoring game on Thursday. You never know, but I'll take Rodgers.
8593 asks, Damian Williams or Josh White in a standard league?
Josh White. Who's Josh White? Josh Jacobs?
Could be. He says Josh White, so I'm not sure what they're going for.
Josh Gordon. Yeah, I don't know. So let's go with Damian Williams. We don't know the identity. If it's Josh Gordon, I'll go. If it's Josh Jacobs, I'll go Josh Jacobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Standard league, need a flex. Duke Johnson, Jarvis Landry, or D.D. Westbrook?
I'm going to say, wow. I think D.D. Westbrook would be the swing for the fences pick. And Landry in a full PPR would be the safe pick. Swing for the fences. Go Westbrook.
4253. How do you feel about Jimmy Graham?
You know, I just don't know that he's the same guy, but sometimes players are hurt for a couple years and finally get healthy. I guess there's a chance. You know, just because of who he was, there's a chance. And because there's a new coach and they don't really have a number two receiver there.
9761 asks, updated outlook for Justin Jackson.
I mean, if Melvin Gordon doesn't show up, he'll be splitting time with Eckler. And, you know, he may get some early down work. Probably the 40% Eckler gets 60, but maybe Justin Jackson gets some goal line work too. So, not bad.
7100, Mahomes or Prescott?
Mahomes is automatic. Don't even think twice. Don't ever bench that guy. Right, Scott?
Right. Didn't get him.
Yeah.
So 0315 is in a half-point PPR league, Chris. At quarterback, Kyler Murray or Matt Ryan?
I think you got to go. I mean, Kyler Murray can go crazy. I mean, that's the thing nobody knows. But I think you go Ryan for week one. And if you're wrong, well, at least like, okay, now you know you have something.
Oh, let's see. 0459 asks, in a standard league, Carson Wentz or Russell Wilson?
Ooh, that's pretty good. I'd probably go Wentz, but that's a real coin flip.
4420, non-PPR. T.Y. Hilton, DJ Moore, or Dante Pettis?
I will go with DJ Moore against the Rams.
6907, K. Cam, Rivers, or Winston?
I'm going to go with Cam, I think. Winston could go crazy, though, but I'll take Cam still.
92-76 is in a half-point PPR. Derrick Henry or Aaron Jones?
I will go tough too. Half point. Give me Aaron Jones. It's 50-50. Tough call.
That previous texter, Chris, meant James White, not Josh.
James White, yeah. So go with whoever we said to go with.
The other guy.
Damien Williams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damien Williams. Hey. Close, actually, between those two. I think Damien Williams, you know the Chiefs, Scott, probably gets the first crack. McCoy's still kind of getting used to the Chiefs. So I think they give Damien Williams the first crack. I think it's very important if you have Damien Williams that he has a good game and
yes.
a tough matchup.
I would agree. I would agree with that. 51-47, Big Ben or Phillip Rivers is the first part of his question in a one-point PPR league.
Rivers.
And then Ingram, Cup, or Ridley?
Ingram, Cup, or Ridley. I'll go Ingram in Miami.
21-39 in a standard scoring system needs two of the following. Phillip Lindsay, Damian Williams, or Godwin?
Godwin, and it's very close between Williams and Lindsay. I'll go Williams and Godwin.
Kyle has a question. You want him to critique your team?
No. I don't need that. Chris, I actually asked you last week when I was getting you on the line. Darwin Thompson had been one of the most popular sleeper picks, but I'm just curious how you think LeSean McCoy's arrival in Kansas City affects Darwin Thompson.
It's not good. It's definitely not good.
No, it's not.
Because basically, I think what's going to happen is Damien Williams will get the first crack, and if he's just okay or he fumbles or whatever, then McCoy will get more work than he would have. And if McCoy gets on the field, McCoy's old and wasn't very good last year, but he's in a bad situation, he's playing hurt. If he's healthy, the Chiefs make everybody look good. So he may take over, the majority of the work. And so Williams has to hold it off. Now, Darwin Thompson comes in. If one of those guys gets hurt or if neither one is really very good, Thompson may be the best back on the roster, and they just haven't really given him a shot yet. So it's just going to take a lot more for him to get a chance, in my opinion, than it would have before they signed McCoy.
And Andy Reid loves Shady, so keep that in mind.
He likes him from the Eagles, and he knows the offense pretty well, and running back's not rocket science. Instinct and vision and hitting the hole quickly, decisiveness. So, he's also just a more polished, way more accomplished running back than anyone on the roster. Plus, they paid him $3 million and Snap called him. They snapped him up right when he was available.
Yeah. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here. If you have a question, let us know on the text line, the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600. Our friend 5232, flex position, full point PPR, Godwin, DJ Moore, or James White?
Godwin or Moore? That's a tough call. I'll probably say Godwin, but they're both good.
93-07, non-PPR, Damian Williams or David Montgomery?
That is also tough. I'm going to say for this week, I'll say Montgomery. I don't know. No, I'll take Damian Williams. I think it'll be a higher scoring game.
It'll be interesting to see with the remnants of the hurricane and all that. Sounds like they are going to play, though. 12:38, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson in a PPR?
Got to go Watson, in my opinion.
John would like to know Lamar Jackson against Miami or Cam Newton against the Rams.
Tough call. I'm going to probably say Cam. I think he will have to do more. Lamar Jackson may hand it off quite a bit.
0-7-8-9, Standard League, Emmanuel Sanders or Calvin Ridley?
Pretty close. I will say, it's tough. Coin flip. I'll say Ridley on a hunch, but it's 50-50.
Next text, in a PPR league and needs a flex. Ridley, Lindsay, or Samuel?
I would go Lindsay probably against the Raiders.
0-7-6-5, pick two. Tom Brady, Jacoby Brissett, or Russell Wilson?
You're definitely going to use Wilson, and I probably use Brady. I think Brissett is not a stiff. I think that offense is good, and he'll be decent, but give him a week to prove it.
92-76 is in a standard league. Galladay or Mike Williams?
Galladay, because the Cardinals have no cornerbacks right now.
None. 46-35. Is DJ Moore going to be an elite receiver for me this year?
You know, no one knows, but he certainly could. He was the first receiver chosen in the draft last year, and he had a really solid rookie season. He could be really good.
I like that. I like that. 52-32. What do you think of Devin Singletary in Buffalo? Good to have on the bench for later in the season.
Sure, they used the third-round pick on him. He seems to have won the job, but T.J. Yeldon's there, and 75-year-old Frank Gore is still there, so who knows? But, yes, he's worth having on the team.
1699, Brady or Breeze?
For this week, I would take – they're both pretty good matchups. I'll say Breeze at home against Texas. I think that might be more likely to be a shootout.
Ryan and Walford. Trubisky or Aaron Rodgers? You always wanted to have that question, those two in the same question.
I think
you
we had that
it.
Earlier, too.
Was
yeah.
it Trubisky and Rodgers?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'll stick with Rodgers. I should switch and just confuse everybody.
21-39, 1 point PPR. Latavius Murray, Corey Davis, or Lindsey?
I will go with Lindsey. But Latavius Murray is interesting this year. But I'll go to Lindsey.
Another question. I think we went over this with my great team earlier on. When do you think A.J. Green is going to be back, and is he worth keeping on his bench?
I mean, you got to keep him because he's A.J. Green, but you know, he's still in a walking boot last week checked. It's not like he's been – he's still a few weeks away, I think. You know, it might be week four, and then is he going to ever be himself again? He's 30 and 30-ish and, you know, had a lot of injuries. But, yeah, you got to hang on to him. Still has that upside.
How much value does Pollard have now that Zeke has signed?
Same amount of value as like Alex Mattison and the other just pure backups for the starter have. You know, I mean, he needs an injury to get work, and that's it. You know, so it's no longer he can't be used unless Zeke gets hurt, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of questions on the first week. And always good to have that, and always good to
everybody's
have.
Everybody's still alive now, Scott. Everyone has hope, even your team.
You know, even you my know, team has.
Everybody by week. Yeah, of course. Well, you could win the whole thing.
Somewhat hope. Somewhat hope. One more before we get we move on here. Two more. 81-74, Goff or Winston?
I will say Winston, but it's close.
And 0-2-0-2. The Chargers, Eckler, or A. Jones?
Aaron Jones? I take Aaron Jones.
I assume it's Aaron Jones.
There may be another A. Jones, but...
I don't know. I'd go with the Charger guy myself, but I drafted that team last night, so it's not my segment.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, you know, it's just my opinion. The facts will bear themselves out over the course of the year.
All right. First of all, want to let you know, vast majority of our group last night, Chris, using rotowire.com and had everything to the specifications of our league. So talk about that and how people can do that and how you now people are going to look at injuries now, and you guys have that covered as well.
Yes, thank you for mentioning it. We basically have all the stats projected for every player you would ever conceivably draft, and you can put in your league parameters. Do you have, you know, two receivers and two running backs, three receivers, a flex? Is it PPR, half PPR? You can put in all your parameters, and we'll spit out a customized cheat sheet just for you, and it's also free for 10 days. You don't have to pay. rotowire.com/trial. It's totally free for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, you'll have to decide whether you want to pay if you want to keep using it, but until then, you don't even need a credit card or anything else. Again, one more time, rotowire.com/trial.
Last parting question, Wentz or Prescott, and is Josh is Josh Allen worth picking up?
Not if you have those two. I'd rather have those two than Josh Allen, although Josh Allen could be worth picking up if he takes another step. That is really close, Wentz and Prescott. Prescott, they're both got good matchups at home. I guess I go Wentz. I just think he's more of a, you know, they're going to hand it off more in Dallas and throw it more in Philly.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Chris, we'll talk to you next week. Best of luck on opening weekend, and we'll field more questions next week.
Sounds good, Scott. You too.
All right. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, a official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. Colonels are at home tonight. Colonels and Quad Cities, game one of the best of three, first round Midwest League playoff. And that will be out at the ballpark at 6:35 coming up tonight. Colonels are red hot coming into the playoffs, too.
They are, I think, won 5 of 6 or 6 of 7, something like that. And these three-game series are a crapshoot. Two of the best pitching staffs in the Midwest League in terms of strikeouts, and should be interesting.
Yep, should be interesting, and that'll be tonight. Best of threes are always very interesting because, boy, that first game is so critical.
It is.
And you just cannot, you can't waste any time. You can't keep somebody out there that's not getting the job done as far as the pitching is concerned. And you never know how best of threes are going to come out.
It's true in bowling, too.
Yes, it is. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Yes, it's back, America. Bowling night in America. And we'll preview week one of 139 coming up after this.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. With our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension, it's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Dave Koken joins us tomorrow. Also, the Emil Sideaway pick six coming up tomorrow as well. And we need walk-up music. Why not? We need a PhD now to play to bowl. Bowling Night in America is back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the very first Wednesday after Labor Day. And we are set to go, we think, tonight without any practice, maybe with 4 people. We'll see how it all plays out, Mark.
And a new scoring system. 40-point scoring system. Now, some of you out there may have experienced this in your league, but it was voted in this year. I'm not going to bore you with all the details because I don't understand all of it quite
either.
Yet.
Wayne Selkin is doing all our math tonight.
There's 5 individual matches each game. You're bowling against one person, and it's worth a point. But there's also a team aspect of it. We need a mathematician. Brett Hoyer, Show up on Wednesday nights and figure this out for
we
us.
We need somebody that's good at stats, mm-hmm. good at numbers, and, you know, likes bowling. And, you know, you can be the head statistician for the Evergreen League. But it's great to be back. And once again this year, May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Tom, the staff, they do a fantastic job of hosting us, putting up with us, however you want to put it. And it's a great place to bowl out there, and we look forward to it each and every Wednesday evening.
We do indeed, and we'll report about, you know, there's 1,200 points available this year. Rather than...
How'd you do?
Rather than 120.
We won 783 points and got eighth place.
Rather than 120. So it used to be 1 point per game and 1 point for series, 4 point system, and bam, we're done.
I'm going to be there until 9:30 figuring out
who
won.
Do you have a calculator?
I have one on my phone.
Okay.
We'll get by.
We may need it.
We may need it. We'll see how it all plays out. But the long run, how many weeks, Mark?
30.
30 weeks. And it gets started tonight. 14 teams this year. We added one, I believe.
That's what I understand.
We don't have a blind to play.
Nope.
So that's always good. And who knows? Maybe we play the Pen Pals tonight. We'll see. I don't know if it goes by finish from a year ago or if they just pick them out of a hat each year. And all these incredible questions that Mike Hoskins needs to answer tonight when we see him, our illustrious league secretary.
All he's cared about if we pay up.
Yeah, we got to get there early so we can get all the paperwork done and then worry about the math. But stop on by at May City, Mark. Globe Bowling, as you mentioned, open bowling as well.
Yep, 3620136, the number for May City, or visit the website www.maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah, and we'll give you a complete report coming up tomorrow on night one of the activity at May City Bowl. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next. It's Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way right here on KGYM.